Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Gentlemen, and
Any ladies who may listen in the future, future women, present gentlemen, future gentlemen, welcome to Possum Hour. You all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path, or upon that path. We have crappy sponsors tonight. Closed captioning provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of brick-lined biker boots and cellophane riding chaps, which are fun. We at Potsmar thank them again for only coming up with that right before the show. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. All right, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio and a fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's Possum Hour, and us, an Eastern time, Eastern. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley as he blows his own horn. Literally. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble for a Hanukkah special, featuring a reenactment of his bris. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's Cavalcade of Douchebags. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum, but I'm not so sure about this week. We'll see. 2 weeks worth. Worthwhile. I'm wasting. I've said this before. I don't know why I have to keep going over it with you people. But the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
13. 86.
Anything to report?
Top secret. New bright white pepsinate with zirconium silicate gets teeth bright white.
Gotcha. New pepsinate with zirconium colloidate gets
a colloidium clillamate.
Zirconium colloidate.
Zirconium
colloidate.
Zirconium.
New pepsinate with zirconium silicate gets teeth bright white.
Gotcha.
Get smart. Brought to you by Lieber Brothers. Makers of new bright white Pepsodent, now with a special polishing agent, zirconium silicate, to get even hard-to-whiten teeth their whitest.
Hello?
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Buffer.
Oh, a B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name. Oh, a B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name. Oh, a B. Buffer. Buffer. B. Buffer. Oh, a B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh!
Cool, man.
Give me some skin. Oh, a bebop.
Cool, man.
Real, 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 real George.
Cool, man.
Real, 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 real George.
Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
I ain't got time for this kind of shit.
Nope. Walter doesn't.
Ain't got time for this kind of shit. Hey, well, good evening, man. How are you?
I'm doing swell. Yourself? I want to tune into that Brist later on this week. That reenactment of the Brist.
Reenactment of the breath, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You
I got it written down. Check
you
it
never
out.
Knew. I'm trying to find out who did that Get Smart thing. Fjord.
Swing to that, baby.
Makes for interesting radio. Well, I'll find it and I'll post it. Dadgummit. Yeah, that was a swinger, man.
Yeah. I got swinging cheerleaders on my television set now, speaking of swinging.
Sweet. Gotta love that.
Yeah,
man.
One of those 1970 TNA movies I've seen back in the day in the drive-in.
Yeah. No, it's no Brist reenactment.
Over.
But
nah, I know, but, you know, it's best you could do now.
You can't have everything, man. So, So I went out today. I had to go to bank. Well, I didn't have to go to bank, but I had some checks put in the bank. I went to the bank. Stopped at the, what do you call the Family Dollar over there. Got a new pair of sweatpants. Needed a pair of sweatpants. Really bad. Wearing them now. Loving it. Living the high life. Bought something really weird, man. Like, my teeth aren't really bad. You know, color-wise, because I don't smoke anymore. Yeah. But they're dull. All right. But it's that tooth whitener. I get it home, and the toothpaste is actually black.
Oh.
It's a whitening toothpaste that's black.
No shit.
Is that crazy, Tom?
Yeah.
It's got charcoal in it. Yeah, it's got charcoal in it.
Okay.
And, I brushed with it, and it was like when you know, you'd give somebody the fake gum that turned their teeth black. That's what it looked like while I was brushing my teeth, man.
No shit. Let me know how it works, because my teeth are horrible because of cigars.
Yeah,
are coffee.
Yeah. Oh, Oates got black toothpaste. Is it whitening toothpaste? I guess that's the funny part.
It goes with that black soap that people use. Right?
I guess. I don't know, man. It's got to look weird and give it a shot. My teeth could use a boost.
You might be onto something.
What the heck, man? What the hay?
What'd they call
it? What the hay? Let me go. Okay. I got to go fetch it now. Should have brought it to the show.
Minstrel,
you know, I should have had my props.
Not minstrel paste, is it?
No. Oh, I used to have a box that shit came in, man. Some guy brought it back from Thailand. I believe it was called Darky toothpaste.
Shit.
Yeah, and they made that shit up until like the year in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Until people got wind.
Shit.
Yeah, it was made by Colgate too, and people finally got wind that Colgate was putting this shit out. They're like, hey man, you gotta quit doing that. This is called Hello Naturally Friendly Epic Whitening Fluoride Free Toothpaste with Activated Charcoal.
You had to go find a box you couldn't remember it was called Hello?
I don't know. What the hell, I didn't. I knew it turned black.
Right,
Activated Charcoal made from sustainable bamboo. Oh, it's bamboo toothpaste. Nature's way to epically whiten teeth and freshen your breath like nobody's business. Like nobody's ever seen. Use every time you brush. Please spit responsibly and clean the sink after each use. Well, that's just common sense. Common courtesy. Hello.
Hello. I can't review on it then after a week.
Right. Hey, there's GT Trent. All right, man.
GT was here.
All right, man. Well, it's that time once again, this time of year, what do we do?
What do we do?
We take the first few salvos in the war on Christmas, man. What else are we going to do?
Yes.
So, let's see. We're going to continue with the bell theme and the psychotic Christmas bells on Friday. cacophonic, low-fidelity sound. Tonight, this time I was inspired by a... he's got a hemp pillow. You get white teeth and a buzz, man. And white teeth and a munchie in one move. the Hershey's Kisses commercial. You seen this? With the fucking bells. Hershey's Kisses are all in the shape of a tree, and then they ring and... Ding-a-ding, dang-a-ling, dang-a-ling, ding.
I don't think I've seen it yet this year, but I've seen it.
For some reason, it just pissed me off, man. I was like, fuck these guys, man. Blow them up. That's what we're going to do. Blowing up the Hershey's Kisses, man.
Blow them up.
War on Christmas, 2021, baby. It's on. It's on.
It's on.
Like Donkey Kong.
Pull the string.
Chef, where are you?
I'll laugh that off.
パーティーがスタートさ韓国バンドがジャンプするや石の壁さえスイングするレッツラみんなレッツラさあみんなで一緒に空踊ろうよ韓国はこの CMアピールサクソフォンシビのジョーがポケットロンボンイノイスのドラムがジョンブンベ Rhythm section of young the more let's rock. Me not let's rock. Ah, me not a shoni. So loud, the royal cannot rock. Young juice, Tigonga, you caught on ya. Sango, a hontoni, kawaii, yes. Oh, my tonaka, yoko, sit down, mono. Is shoni, oh, the royal cannot rock, let's rock. みんなで一緒に空踊ろうよ感覚ラッ間抜けな詐欺師が隅っこで 石にこしかけ泣いていたそれ見て感傷が言うことにゃお前の相手にはいつがいいレッツワンみんなでレッツワンさあみんなで一緒に空踊ろうよ感覚はいかさま変に言うことにゃ今こそ逃げるに良いチャンス何言ってやんでおらいやだ
Dance to the jet, house rock, let's rock.
Yeah.
was that? It was the Japanese Elvis. That's what that was.
Okay. I like the fact you gave the title at the end there anyway.
All right, Ford, I tracked it down. The Get Smart theme was off of one of those collections of TV themes they used to put out all the time.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
From the Silva Screen Records release, 100 Greatest TV Themes, Volume 3.
Okay.
Who knew, man? Usually those things suck.
Sound like jazzed it up.
Yeah, they were really rocking, man.
Yeah.
Usually those things are kind of lame. Oh! Got more luminaries. They're piling up.
Okay.
All right, man. Very good. We've wasted 20 minutes of their lives.
And we ain't done.
No, we've only gotten started. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
Looking good, man. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
What did I hear today? Alice Blue Gown.
Ah, good tune. Who'd you hear about?
Yeah. It was an old jazz one.
Yeah. That's a popular
Alice
one. That's been redone by everybody.
Yeah.
Good tune.
I can tell you who it was. Look for Alice. Put Alice in there. Alice Blue Gown. Who was that? Who was that? Computer, tell me. It was Red Nichols. I should have remembered.
Red Nichols.
Man.
There you go. Red Nichols kick.
Yeah. But she never gets there early enough for the opener, so I don't know how we're going to get that one. Maybe play it in the middle or something. Well, thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Our honor. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, yeah.
Dr. Cake.
I do have a good evil laugh. I scare my kids with that. Stop it, Daddy. they loved me. Kids, man. They're good kids. They're good boys. That was so nice seeing them both together in the same room for an hour or so the other
night. So how they both...
The cat's in the cradle, the silver spoon, boo, 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 boo. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Ford Prefix here, ladies and gentlemen.
Ford Prefix.
Ford has, he has zoomed in from another galaxy to annoy us all in the chat room tonight. Appreciate that. Because it wouldn't be a cosmic COVID Omicron variant without the Prefix. They cover humans. Now, where did this Omicron come from? Africa. What's going on in Africa? Like, nobody has the vaccine? I don't know, man. Might be a cause and effect here. What do I know, man? I'm a layman. Ladies, I'm a layman. Alright, thanks for coming forward. G.T. Trenton is here, our old pal, the strongest man on the internet. Able to leap tall computers in a single bound.
As rumor has it.
He carries bricks. He's a brick carrier. He carries many bricks. Man, I'm hearing all kind of weird sounds in the house. It must be the furnace just groaning and shit. Crazy.
As long as it's on. As long as you're nice and toasty there.
Yeah. The joint's haunted. Why are people going to Africa anyways? I don't know. But the people from Africa are going to other places and then spreading the fucking Omicron. This thing's never going to end, man. stupid. Yeah. You know, more right. Americans have died from the COVID now than from the Spanish flu back in the old days.
There, they beat it. There you go. We're supposed to be advanced.
USA. USA. Yeah. U.S. fucking A. Thanks for coming, GT. Man among men.
Yeah.
Have you with us, man. Better than against us. And there's other people's eyes, our old pal Hope.
Other people's eyes.
Substitute teacher extraordinaire.
Yeah.
He was the art teacher.
Nice gig.
I think I'm right on that. If that's what you're saying, really, to apple cheeks about the death toll. Pretty sure. Yeah, Mark. We want to set a record. We're going to be up there like that Idaho man. Yeah. The most dynest country in the world. Yeehaw. Oaks in the art room, man, sniffing the glue this week. Nice. And there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking. I'm not 100% sure on that fun fact, though. I will say caveat over here. There he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking himself, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it would add up to the Possum Lounge is what it is. Yeah.
This is super host Commodore Jack.
There's the beaver.
Yeah.
I didn't check which the next link was. It was this one.
There you go.
It's so nice to be stoned.
It's so nice.
I'm having chest pain.
There he is.
Oh, he can't. Oh, wait.
He's
better yet. Here we
take
go.
Take a hit.
Years. That's an old joint, man. Wow, man. Happy Hanukkah to all our listeners of the Jewish faith.
Happy Hanukkah.
Spin your dreidel, man.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Spin that dreidel.
5,000 years they've been using marijuana for stuff. Anything it can't do, they could build cars out of the shit, man.
Yeah. And now they're making it illegal.
Yeah.
5,000 years. Okay.
Well, you know why it was illegal. We've been over this a million times. Was that Hearst? William Randolph Hearst?
Yep.
Yeah, Schmuckola. You.
Boy,
you...
That's him.
Bastard. Well. Oh, this is kind of funny. Speaking of weed, a friend of mine has a dog, and, he likes to partake of the, is that CBD? Is that CBD, the gummies?
Yep.
The gummies and shit? Okay. He digs the gummies, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he gets home from work, and his dog's fucking acting all kind of weird. You know, like, we'll look at him and shit, and he's like, oh, my God, something's wrong with my pooch, you know? He takes him to the emergency dog room there, and the vet says, well, your dog's stoned. And apparently on the weekends, on the weekends that happens a lot that, you know, people drop a gummy on the ground, the dog snaps it up.
Dog eats it up, yeah.
Yeah, they don't like being high
probably,
so much.
It was probably a THC rather than a CBD.
Okay, yeah. I think it was.
Got the good stuff.
Yeah.
Happy dog.
So... he eventually came down and was cool, you know. Put on some Allman Brothers. That little Kratom coffee. He was all right.
That's good.
True story.
I don't know. These people got to be able to keep that shit away from kids. Those gummies are around, you know.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. You know when kids getting into that stuff. That's like at Halloween, you know, oh, they're going to pass out marijuana candy. No, they're fucking not.
Shit's expensive.
I mean, get your own kid.
Some random kid? Yeah.
No. So, speaking of Jimmy Carter, I don't know why this jumped into my brain, but I was at a gig, and I'm drawing this guy, and usually when I think somebody looks like somebody, it doesn't click right away. I'll be drawing him going, who is this guy? This is somebody. This is a famous person. And I think I said, oh, right there. I go, yeah, I got it. You look like Jimmy Carter, young Jimmy Carter. He gets this look of disappointment on his face. Like, I said he looked like Hitler, you know. What the fuck? I go, he's a good man. He goes, yeah, he's a good man. But I could tell he was a Fox News guy. You know, he's like, Jimmy Carter.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Like him. I love Jimmy Carter, man.
Good guy.
Best ex-president ever.
He builds churches. How can you hate a guy who builds churches?
How are you gonna have truck with that? I think, like, most Christians are phonies. He's a real one. He's a real one. He believes. He walks the walk, man. He's a good man. He is a good man.
Goofy looking man.
Ugh. Well, that's this guy had big lips. He had them big lips like Jimmy Carter. He didn't really quite have
the
teeth. Not quite, but he had a nice big smile. with the big lips, and that's what gave it to Carter. Apple Cheeks, she passes on the joint. She'll pass it
there
for you,
go.
But she not,
there you go.
Not poking
Take
up.
Take those gummies. I'm still toting. I'm still vaping that shit. Just not on possum.
Why not,
mode.
Man? Why not? I do it during the show.
That possum, mate.
Oh, I made that up. It's a lie. So I had a flucky today. I was telling Ope I had the weird dream where I'm in school. It's 2 weeks into school. I haven't gone to class, and I haven't graduated, you know, another year.
Wow.
And then in the middle of the dream, I'm going, Jesus Christ, I'm 61 years old. Why does this matter? You know?
That dream's supposed to be over with.
But I had shit to look at today. So I'd looked at this one thing. It sucks, and I'll have to do that tomorrow. But then the other one was my car insurance. And, man, I was like, that's the one I was worried about because it'd come, like, weeks ago, and I hadn't paid it yet. I knew I hadn't paid it. And it's for the car that's not running. It's only, like, $20, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And if you don't pay your fucking insurance in Ohio, they report you. And you immediately, your rates double on everything for the next 3 or 4 years. It's real, real fun system they have set up. So before bed, I remembered, and I'm like, I got to look at that in the morning, man. That's why I had the weird dream. I got up, and it's due on the 7th. So.
But they got to give
that
you
would suck.
Big legion to you, a big grace to
on you. On a car that's not running. You know, it's in the fucking driveway, collecting rust. that would so fucking suck, man. It would be the ultimate Christmas zonk.
That's right. Write that wrong.
Yeah. Let's see. We got any quickies? We got tons of quickies.
Yeah,
Ford sends all these quickies, and I never get a chance to play them, man. Let's write that wrong. Okay, here's one. For instance, this one's been sitting here since Lassie was a pup.
Yes.
Ladies and germs, a possum hour quickie.
Oh, I've got a little creature. I suppose you'd call him a pet. And if there's something wrong with him, I don't have to call the vet. He goes everywhere that I go, whether sleeping or awake. God help me if I'd ever lose the little one-night trouser snake. Oh, the one-night trouser snake. Oh, me one-night trouser snake. God help me if I'd ever lose me one-night trouser snake. One day I got to reading in an old Sky Pilot's book about two Starkers bastards who made the Lord go crook. They reckon it was a serpent that made Eve the apple take. Tribes, that was no flaming serpent. It was Adam's one-eyed trouser snake. Only one-eyed trouser snake. Only one-eyed trouser snake. God help me if I ever lose me one-eyed trouser snake. I met this Artie Sheila, who I'd never met before. And something kind of told me she banged like a dunny door. I said, come up and see me etching. She said, I hope it's not a fake. I said, the only thing that's etched is me one-eyed trouser snake. Oh, me one-eyed trouser snake. Oh, me one-eyed trouser snake. God help me if I ever lose me one-eyed trouser snake. Come all you little Sheilas and listen to me song. The moral of the trouser snake is short as it is long. Beware of imitations. Don't lock your bedroom door. When me pajama python bites you, you'll be screaming out some more. Oh, my one-eyed trouser snake. Oh, my one-eyed trouser snake. God help me if I ever lose my one-eyed trouser snake. Oh, my one-eyed trouser snake. Oh, my one-eyed trouser snake. God help me if I ever lose my one-eyed trouser snake.
Fantastic, Barry. Wasn't that fantastic?
That Sheila was really into it.
Yeah. It's worth seeing the video, too. You're right, Ford. Barry Crocker. It's fantastic. Right. We get high marks for that one, man. Thank you, Ford. Making me look good here, bud.
Good man.
Making me look good.
Shove it up your ass.
Can do. Can do. I'm a can-do kind of guy.
I like the check, man. She was heavily into it.
You're a dirty old man, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I used to seek out porn with chicks with British accents. I'll admit it. Yeah.
They moan in an accent.
And you just, you know, and they say the dirty words with the British accent.
That works for you, all right.
Drooling. All right. Oh yeah, you heard of pasta fazool?
Yeah.
Here it is.
When the stars make you drool, just that's like good. A pasta fazool at some more.
That's
aww.
Where we're
at. Yeah, you gotta love it. That's why everybody knows that fucking pasta fazool.
That's dish.
It's Dino.
It's Dino.
Yep.
Dino brings it. Dino educates.
I heard that motherfucker my whole life. And one time, 61 godforsaken years old. And I actually had. It was like chili soup is how I would describe
chili
it.
Soup.
It was a perfect description.
Okay.
Yeah. With like chili soup, like real thin chili with little pasta balls in it.
All right.
Good shit, man.
I might even seen it. I don't think I've had it, though.
Those Olive Garden get a bad rap, but I kind of like that.
Everyone gives it a bad rap, but it seems like everybody likes it, though. Still goes there. One of those deals, you know what I mean?
I got no truck with the last two times I was there. I enjoyed myself.
There you go.
It's all that matters. Let's see. Alrighty. Might as well get into the.
Groovy, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Keep it moving.
It's unanimous then. Here we go.
Hey,
you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is
it like? Oh. It's a beauty, man. This is for the whole family. Yeah. Wake the neighbors and call the kids. Here it is. It's a beauty, man. It really is. It's a classic.
Okay.
Okay Records.
Hold it in.
Don't miss it. Okay Records, man.
Don't run to the job.
Gather.
Hold it in.
Yep. You're going to nestle up to your computer speakers and pick your shoes off. But if you got bromidrosis, maybe pass on the shoe kicking.
There you go.
If you're a layman, like me, that's Stinkfoot. Why is that the sneakers, after a certain point, they just turn on you, man? You know, they're like, nah.
They get nasty.
Now we're going to stink. Ain't nothing you going to do about it, boy.
I keep thinking of picking up foot powder. I keep forgetting about it. It even feels good to have that shit in your shoes, your sneakers.
Yeah. My lawn cutting sneakers, man. You got to kick them off as soon as you're done. Out of the yard. Hey. Ooh, they turn on you quick. Well, anyway, here we go. With 3 minutes, you'll never get back. The OK Laughing Record.
Ha 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 ha!
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
GT's, have a good one, GT. I hope you feel better, bub.
Yeah. See you later, GT.
I was originally going to play the OK crying record.
Uh-huh.
Then I thought the OK laughing record would be funnier.
Go
figure.
The OK crying record is probably an upbeat music, because they're playing all that shit here for the laughing. There you go.
All right, we'll do that.
Good flip side.
We'll play that Friday. Okay, crying record. So don't
is
cheat.
Is really an okay crying record?
Oh yeah.
Fucking around. Okay.
Oh, no. I got it queued up here, man. If you want to fucking hear
okay.
it right now. No, did I upload it? I don't think I did. I should watch before I start saying stuff to you. I almost had the chicken show tonight, man.
Another chicken show. We about to.
Yeah. I'm almost ready, man. I got a ton of chicken stuff. A lot of chicken shit.
That's
it's a chicken shit world,
lots
man.
Of chicken shit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you heard about this. This is the new dumb thing. It's taken off like a rocket ship here in Ohio. The Kool-Aid Man TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
You heard of this?
No.
Do you have any idea what it might be?
You gotta crash through a wall?
Yeah, yeah, basically. All over people's neighborhoods, they got the fence, you know, the fenced in backyard so they, you know, keep the dog from running away. Hey, kids, plowing through the fences. Busting up fences left and right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
This guy's dog's at the neighbor's. He comes out. His fucking fence is all busted up.
Oh.
So, you know.
It's right there in social media, so you can catch these bastards.
I know. It's so stupid. I guess they're putting it on TikTok. I don't know, but, man, this is stupid. Do illegal shit and then film yourself doing it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it might be a local thing. I don't know. It was in Cincinnati and Massillon, Ohio. Weird shit.
We'll catch
man.
On. We'll catch on.
What it's like the dude's in the Capitol. Hey, look at me. I'm on TV. Yeah. You're cooling his heels in the jug is what you're doing now, bub. All right, this is, when was this? A couple days ago. This is a little old, but the oldest woman in the world passed away.
Okay.
She was thought to be 124 years old. Wow.
24 years old. Was it suicide?
Ooh. She looks every bit of it.
Oh.
Ooh. I think she got mono.
Well, good
gone
for her,
too,
man.
Gone too soon, somebody says. She's one of the last people born in the 1800s. Oh, was she? Well, I don't know if she's the last person born in the 1800s. But they're getting few and far between, man.
Yeah,
124,
yeah.
Huh? Sheesh, I didn't know people lived that long. Good living, man. There's some lady in Scotland that's like 115. She has a belt of famous grouse every night. She has a dram.
That's where she credits her longevity to?
Yep. Yep. Just a dram. Just a dram. All right. Oh, what is this? War on Christmas. A full 12 days of Christmas will cost more this year, of course. Turtle doves are up. after plummeting last year, it's up to about, what did I say? Seven swans of swimming is about $13,125, man.
Nice.
Two turtle doves will cost you $4.50. No, 450, 50% higher than last year. So, yeah, if you want to adorn your, I don't know, who even spends the time to make this list, man? Honest to God, man. What's a partridge and a pear tree going for? Oh, they don't tell you that. All right.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, it's a deep state again. Fuckers. Every time, pull me back in. Speaking of the OSU, they got their asses kicked Saturday. And you know why it was? It's because of that stupid M thing, man. They let Michigan get beside their heads. Rent-free, living in their heads. And they lost the big game Saturday, man.
There you go.
The whole town is in mourning, man.
Could
have told them.
The fact they're doing capital M's?
I hope so, because, you know, otherwise you're just going to start a trend, and it's not going to be any good, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Come on,
there's
man.
The shovel.
Just shit together, people. Okay. People. Cost of the 12 days of Christmas. All right, we got animal news here. Animal news.
Right. We like
checking
that.
Checking in Colorado. A Colorado woman said she will never forget to close her garage door again.
Uh-oh.
She had a chest freezer out there with about $600 worth of meat, and a bear decided to visit. And made off with the entire freezer full of meat.
Good for the bear. There you go.
The bear was reached for comment. All he said was, that's a good meat. All right.
Wait, one for Yogi.
Picnic basket. All right.
Gee, Yogi.
I can do both Yogi and Boo Boo. Okay, police Boo-boo. In Illinois.
Hey, Yogi.
You can do Yogi. I'll be Boo Boo.
Hey, Yogi. Hey, Ranger Smith.
Okay, police in Illinois, said a bison that had been on the loose since mid-September resurfaced on a rural road. A bison. That's got to be something, man.
Jesus Christ. It's been
caught on a
desk.
Since September. It's been wandering the fucking countryside for 2 months. Over 2 months.
Hard to find a bison, isn't it?
He spotted the bison in the road at night last week. As elusive as Sasquatch himself, our beloved Island Lake bison was spotted a few days ago. That's funny. Still on the because the thing is, turn yourself in, man, because they're going to put you on a reserve, man.
Yeah,
it's totally
yeah.
cool.
Man. Living the good life.
Yeah, Mr. Bison, man. But he's probably having fun, man. Probably an adventure.
Yeah.
Something that he'll remember this adventure the rest of his life, man, once he's
of
on
course.
There.
Of course. It's like leaving the gate open when your dog gets out. How excited they are. This thing.
Yeah.
Roaming the
countryside. Watch the highway. Watch the highways, man.
Yeah. Before you get caught.
It's a good way to end the dream. All right. This was a Newsweek. Now, Newsweek used to be like a serious fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
I thought.
It used to be.
I don't know how serious it is anymore. This article kind of got me wondering. Excuse me. These beers are making me belch.
Canadian? You're only Canadian?
No, I got no Canadians tonight, man. I'm slumming with
the
Coors Light over here. Coors Light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all they had at the dollar store. I bought my beer at the Family Dollar today. And a pair of sweatpants. lotion. Black toothpaste.
Black toothpaste.
And Coors beer. That was it. Ooh, yeah. And laundry detergent.
Uh-huh.
And I bought some kind of ramen noodles that I hadn't tried. It looked.
Hey, were you wearing a big sign saying bachelor?
Yes. All right. A woman on a recent Delta Airlines flight. I got this one from Bogey, so you know who to blame.
Okay.
Allegedly began to breastfeed her pet cat mid-flight, but refused to stop after getting caught. It allegedly happened on a recent trip aboard Delta Flight 1360 between Syracuse and Atlanta. An image she posted suggests that the purported cat breastfeeding happened while the plane was headed toward Atlanta, although it's not clear exactly when the incident occurred. I don't know what to say about that, man.
Breastfeed a cat. I don't even care that it was on an airline. Just the pilot, breastfeed the cat part.
The pilot, he contacted the ground control, you know, he says, the passenger in C-13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put the cat back in carrier. They asked that the situation be addressed by airline's red coat team upon landing. Especially trained to handle on-the-stop customer issues. So, yeah, I hope everything was cleared up. Breastfeeding a cat, I just can't see that would be good.
No.
Well, moving right along. Look at this. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Time once again to go around the world. The world records that have been broken this week.
We're ready.
Guinness Records. A woman on a Delta flight broke the record for breastfeeding a cat. Woman in seat 13A suckled the kitty from Syracuse to Atlanta. Setting a new world record. Okay, this man here, you would think he'd be from Idaho doing this shit. Well, no, yeah. he's a collector. He's collection guys.
Okay.
That should be in like a section of the book with like, you know, the Shemp section. The guys, But he sets a record with a collection of 1,230 different soccer balls. What the fuck are you going to do with 1,200 soccer balls?
They're all different?
Yeah, they're all different.
Okay.
You know, they got different designs on them and whatnot.
I guess it could, yeah. That's a lot. But, yeah.
Got to dust them. Seems like a lot of work. All right.
Where are you fucking people?
So we got one. Well, anyway. All right, here's an Alabama man.
Yeah.
He's built the world's smallest church.
Okay.
Cool.
And we were just talking about Billy Carter. Jimmy Carter.
I think Jimmy pitched in on it. It's 4 feet wide and 5 feet deep, and all of 14 foot high. So,
okay.
That's it, man. Looks like an outhouse with a steeple, basically.
Little House of Jubis.
Yeah. He's entered it for the world record there. Gary Smith, the owner of Loblolly Farms. I don't know why he built a church out in his woods, but, I think an outhouse would probably be more functional, but, you know, hey, maybe it has a dual function. Who knows?
Very fair.
All right. Moving right along. Oh, this is cool. This is cool. I didn't even know. Did you know Soul Train was still a thing?
That's still going on?
I guess it's on BET. Hold on a second. We need some music.
I thought it died with Cornelius. Whatever the fuck his name is. Well, was that guy?
Cornelius something.
Cornelius something, yeah.
Yeah. All right, BT broke a Guinness World Record in New York by recruiting 536 people to dance in the world's longest Soul Train line. So here you dig
it. Okay, there you go. I like that. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You got to get people up and dancing, man. Be a
Guinness
better world confirmed. If you all stop and dance.
Yeah, dance like your pants are on fire.
There you go.
Guinness confirmed the Soul Train line featured 536 dancers, enough to take the record from Goodyear Ballpark in Arizona, which convened a Soul Train line of 426 dancers. Oh, boy, they busted that wide open. Congratulations.
Fuck you, Arizona.
Soul Train. Oh, and it included some of the original dancers from the iconic Soul Train TV show.
Oh, Jesus. There's some broken hips.
Nice. Yeah, really. Well, here we go. We had the oldest lady died there. This Oregon cat may be the world's oldest cat.
Oh, okay. How long is that?
Not as old as you might think, though. It's only 26. I thought it'd be older than that. The cats could make it to maybe 30. Yeah. Guinness lists the oldest cat ever as Cream Puff, a Texas feline who lived to 38 years. In 3 days. That's an old cat. 40-year-old cat.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The oldest one living, though, right now is 26 years old. So. Good luck.
Okay. There you go.
To
beat that record.
To Sam with two M's. Sam the cat.
Sam the cat.
We're all rooting for you, baby.
Uh-huh. What was the other one? Cream Puff?
Get your vaccination. Yeah, Cream Puff.
Cream Puff
didn't get the vaccination, got the cocoa, and died. Sad story, man. Over and over, yeah. All right,
Katie.
The back. What the fuck is this? A British cyclist The music die off? Oh, okay. Well, hell. Let's try this one. A British cyclist seeking to raise awareness of men's health broke a Guinness record for the largest continuous GPS drawing by a bicycle in 12 hours. All right. Anthony Hoyt, nicknamed the Peddling Picasso, covered a distance of 66.48 miles on the streets of London and used a GPS tracking app to create a massive image of a man with a mustache. Pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. I was immediately reminded of the Monty Python skit when all the famous artists were in that bike race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I was looking at the map. I was thinking of the guys all going to Scotland after they get hit by the blancmange.
That's not a bad one.
Immediately turn north and head. That's one of the few ones that has one sketch through the whole show.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Earlier on. They did that later a few times, but that was an earlier one. Hey, we digress, because here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've all been waiting for...
We got a poop story.
Nah.
Okay.
No poop. A man rides 35 miles on an electric unicycle while juggling for a world record. Huh?
Whoa.
Juggling should tip you off.
Uh-huh.
It's an Idaho man.
Uh-huh. Our boy
climbed aboard an electronic unicycle and rode for a distance of 35 miles while juggling three balls to set a Guinness World Record. Fuck! Why wasn't he blindfolded, man? That's what I don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Fuck, it seems pretty easy, man, after the last few that he's done. I guess he's taking it easy this week.
I didn't know they had electronic unicycles. That's interesting.
Apparently they do, man. You know, the thing they, the mall cop there rides around on. What are those things called?
Hoonies? Yeah, I don't know what they're...
Hoonies? Yes, David Rush.
David Rush. Our boy David
trying
Rush.
Trying to bring awareness to STEM education. Which we all know science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Didn't he do blindfold that other bicycle for juggling? Why didn't he do it this time?
No, that was running. He was running track. He was running.
Running
down a track,
and
he was blindfolded and juggling at the same time.
Okay,
which is pretty cool.
That's right. Way to go, David Rush.
Yeah. What a rush.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You got anything?
Could he
poop?
Breastfeed a kitty?
What's that?
But yeah, but could David Rush breastfeed a kitty cat? No.
I know. I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not the world record. Hey, well, don't let kitty bite on your titty, is what I say.
Kitty.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Oh,
Absolutely.
Tasha yeah. Mauer says, suck it.
There she is.
Very cool, man.
That's a nice little ditty. Wasn't phone friendly, but nice little ditty. I didn't understand
what
they were saying.
That was one I'd uploaded a while back, and I had forgotten about it in just the last second. I went, oh, that's a George Harrison song, man.
Okay.
It's 20 years since he passed away, man. Doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
But that was one of his early ones he penned for other people. I think he did a version of it once, but it was a weird song.
Yeah.
Basic gist of it was, sit around feeling sorry for yourself, asswipe.
That would have been a better title.
Yeah. Don't sit around feeling sorry for yourself, asswipe. It kind of has a rhythm to it, man.
I like it.
Oh, we got a tremendous yodel, man. Tremendous.
Ah, nice.
Oh, he's an author, David Rush. Thank you, Apple Cheeks, our resident researcher.
Okay.
He's an author, speaker, entertainer, MC, and technology industry veteran at Cradlepoint, industry leader in cloud-delivered 4G and 5G network solutions. Oh, so he's deep state, is he? 5G, you know. That's a false flag or something, I think. Yeah. Oh, that quickie. We got the quickie, man. Here it is.
Well, they learned about Santa a long time ago. Little bunnies at Easter and pink unicorns. Tiny two fairies have lost their appeal, but they still think Fox News is real. My parents think Fox News is real. I try to explain, but they just won't sit still. All that jumping and shouting has put them off keel, and my parents think Fox News is real. Well, now Bill's not your buddy, and the five aren't your friends. They're in it for money, they're just talking heads. Once was a time when I was amused, but now someone needs to give them the news. My parents think Fox News is real. I try to explain, but they just won't sit still. All that jumping and shouting has put them off keel, and my parents think Fox News is real. Well, now if I could change things, you know that I would, but banging your head on a rock can't be good. Maybe just singing this song is a start, so for now I'll just say bless their heart. My parents think Fox News is real. I try to explain, but they just won't sit still. All that jumping and shouting has put them off keel, and my parents think Fox News is real. Well, now God knows I love them and I always will, but my parents think Fox News is real.
You are correct, sir.
All right, man.
Get them all in there. Get them all in there.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
I think that's the best one yet, man. I really do.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
I got to come up with some other ones, man. anything. But it's our new running gag, man.
Godzilla.
Oh, man. Tonight's yodel will blow your mind, man.
Looking forward to it.
Blow your mind. James Drury was a cool fucking dude, man. He was embodiment of the Virginian. I was like, not scared of him, but like, I was on my best damn behavior around that cat, man.
I imagine you were.
He doesn't trifle fools.
He's a Virginian.
Great dude, though. Great dude. Very, very generous of him to give of his time.
Almost definitely.
Sorry. I'm kind of sorry we suckered him into it, but hey, man. It was fun.
We were all on our best behavior that day.
Yeah, well, it was like one gal's name. I was on Trek. Called me an idiot. No, you idiot. It's like I was in a Mad Magazine sketch. Hey, man, she can call me whatever she wants. Claudia Christian, yeah.
Yeah, she's sweetheart.
Yeah, man. All right. You know
I like
what time it is.
Freaks and Geeks.
Ah, I never seen it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. He's got nice nipples.
with no cat on it. No cat.
I think a cat could suckle her for a long time and be happy. All right, enough of this. Let's yodel, man. Okay, it's going to blow your mind. You've all heard this before. Wait till the end. Yodel! It's yodeling time!
This mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sent me if I bring a leaf. She meant me, I don't have to fear that she defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me. To the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole.
You win some, you lose some.
We heard a yodel in there. Never noticed it before.
There's there's 27 seconds of yodeling at the very end, man. Okay. Maybe it was a stretch. And it is, you know, and that's the thing, man. It sounded stupid on Possum, man, because it's like you hear that on the radio. You know? That wasn't... It's a Possum song, but it's been played too much.
Yep.
I think.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
Oh, good, good. I hope you enjoyed trip down memory lane.
It's now my favorite yodel.
Kitties on your titties.
Titty fish.
I heard that over the weekend. I'm thinking, wow, that's a fucking yodel, man. I don't have titty fish on there, do I?
You gotta have titty fish in there someplace. You didn't flush your titty fish.
I couldn't have gotten rid of the titty fish. That's unheard of. Let's see. Where am I hiding them quickies, man? Must be hiding them from my mom or something. Get them under the bed. Don't ever think looking there. Oh well. We'll take that as read. We played the titty fish thing. You just weren't paying any attention there.
Whenever I hashtag it, put that in.
I'm a million miles from nowhere. Dragonlance burns hot by the fire of a horse's ghost. A minnow would be lost. Changes. Kits. A fish. A fish with kits. Titty fish.
Classic.
Getting a little teared up over here, man.
It's beautiful. I'm going to play it at my funeral.
No better way to wrap up a Possum Hour than with some titty fish, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
Titty fish and fish farts. 4 to setting a world record for juggling blindfolded while trying to figure out a yodel. He's not buying that thing, that band song, man. He's not. We'll have to double yodel next time, man, to make it up. Bring back the yodeling Chinaman.
There you go. We haven't had the yodeling Chinaman in a while.
Coors Light.
Yeah. Winner.
Yike.
I need another winner.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. You know what I did over the weekend? I bought another 12-pack of that fake beer.
Hey, you're digging that, huh?
Yeah, it's just like sometimes I just drink beer to just drink beer. And, like, the alcohol kind of gets in the way. I don't really want to get buzzed or anything. I just want to drink beer.
Good.
So.
It doesn't give you a headache like it did me, man. Those jewels gave me a headache.
Not so much.
Good.
Thanks for coming, everybody. By gosh.
Yes.
It was certainly Jim Dandy of you to show up here and spend some time with a couple of lonely old men.
Got that right. Thanks, Jeffy. We love the pot.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I'm going to think about Saturday or Friday. I think I can manage it, man. Got an early call, though.
Yeah, up to you. Let me know.
Got the fucking thing warmed up here. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
There it is.
Yeah.
missed it by that much.
Tommy!
All
right, man. Good times. I don't know, man. Note to self, no more top 40 songs ever. Can't do it. I don't know. Did Leon... I guess Leon Russell charted. He could play Leon. I don't know. Just certain stuff. It just doesn't... It just didn't sound right, man.
Yeah, I think it was good. We got to have something really good every now and again. Triple Creek is good, too. Yeah, yeah. It's got a yodel on there.
It's worthy.
Uh-huh. Right. We all enjoyed it.
So nice to be stoned. I originally was going to play She Only Bitches When She Breathes when I played the George Harrison song. So we'll save that one for Friday, maybe. Which, when you sent that, I looked at it and I went, that sounds kind of misogyny-ish. But it's funny.
I sent that?
Yeah, I believe you sent that one, Kevin. It's funny, though. You know, it's worthy. Not totally off the puzzle. Yeah. All right, man.
All right. So you'll
be careful this week. Yeah, I probably. It's, you know, too many Christmas. Yeah. Let's go to bed, you know. Not hard, Chief.
And any season movie is coming on right now.
Yeah, that bum, he defriended me on Facebook.
Ah, did he?
Yeah.
He was just cleaning out, or did you offend the guy?
He was clean. I think he was cleaning house. Okay. But Tom Bones Malone wished me a happy birthday. Booyah!
Okay. Yeah.
Like this, man.
I'm still friends with him.
We're like this here,
no,
man.
I was.
And Tom Bones. Two peas in a pot over here, baby. Talking about happy birthday, pals, on the fuck boot.
Doki
doke. All right, man. Let's see. We'll end it with these immortal words coming up soon. Shit.
This has been a Filmwave presentation.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Good night, everybody!
Good night.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.